What is Foodle?
Mr. Average of 33 Crescent Lane is walking home in the bright, sunny afternoon of Omegaville, enjoying the perfect peacefulness of his residential neighborhood. When, to his horror, a group of small Nazis grab him, tie him up, and take Mr. Average into their van, holding him hostage for no reason whatsoever. Oh, I love doing that to the citizens.
I, for one, respect disgusting things. They make my sex life more interesting.
Bobo, put down that whip! Ow! Bad monkey! Oh, bad monkey!
What sound does a squeezle make?
I don't know.
But who's a squeezle?
That's fucking awful.
But it's a joke with the word squeezle.
It's not a very good one.
It's the only joke with the word queasel. Therefore, it's a masterpiece by default.
There's a fault in something, I can tell you.
All right, then. Go ahead and think of a better one.
Queasel!
No, don't laugh! Oh, I'm ruined. Ruined, I tell you.
I'll update the book as soon as I clean it up.
Only a fool would go with beta. VHS will burn all.
And so the people of Deltaville went to the magical land of VHSville, where they formed two incompatible factions of PAL and NTSC. There was some converting between the factions.
Do you accept the holy faith of PAL? Do you renounce the unholy evil of NTSC, never twice the same color, and agree that 625 scan lines is the only way to salvation?
Arr, I do, Father.
Do you accept the 25 sacred frames every second?
I most certainly do.
Then I pronounce you PAL compatible.
Amen.
But even with these personal victories, the world was divided, and they all killed each other miserably ever after.
Running over pedestrians, the great unheralded sport of our age.
In the event of a water landing, your seat can act as a flotation device. Fuck all good it's going to do you in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Should we happen to crash in the Andes and only a few of us survive, we request that you please wait until the last packet of peanuts has been consumed before eating any of your fellow passengers. Enjoy your flight and thank you for flying Air Titanic. May God have mercy on us all.
Is it just me or is heaven overrated, Father?
Why do you say that, Father?
Well, it's all about clouds and such.
Yes?
I'm fucking Irish! I'm sick of these goddamn fucking raining clouds!
Surely it doesn't rain in heaven, Father.
Oh, it rains fucking buckets! It's a goddamn aquarium in heaven!
Hello, is this the pie company?
Home run pie, sir. How may I help you?
Do you wish to help me?
Yes, sir. That's my job.
Great. Job loyalty's what I need. You see, we're coming down on hard times. There's going to be a war, a plague, and a famine, as predicted in the Bible. We'll need people who know how to make pies. You shall make pies, my son. A list. Yes, it has been written. Still, I cannot give you my address, for it is in a sacred mountain bunker location. Do you have email access, my brother?
Well, sir, thank you for calling.
What? Hey, fuck you, I'm Jesus. Thanks for calling my living ass. You'll thank me when I want you to. Bastard!
Why are there so many priests in hell?
Well, I've been thinking about that, and my mind wanders to the story of Father Azrael, who was so selfless that he forfeited the joys and splendor of heaven, so he could traverse the fiery pit to redeem the souls of the damned themselves.
Wow, really, Father? Is that what we're here to do?
I'm pretty sure that's why we're here. Either that or it's what we did to all those young boys.
Hello and good evening. Tonight on Animal Anomalies, our topic is chimps. Chimpanzees, are they man's closest relatives, a true intelligent species in their own right? Or are they simply a bunch of banana-eating, meat-beating bastards?
And men are lederhosen gefallen ihnen?
Yes, they're very nice.
Danke, ich habe sie selbst gemacht. Gefällt ihnen das Schmetterlingsmuster?
Oh, yes, it's lovely.
Sind sie jetzt in die Turnhalle gegangen?
No.
Oh, is this so schön? A man can meet other men in Dutch and a man can help him.
Is it just me, or has Hitler been speaking German the entire time?
Yes, I noticed that as well. Hitler ruled over Germany for many years, so it's perfectly natural.
I suppose, but this is an American English program. Surely a convention holds that Hitler should be speaking English too.
Well, this Hitler has breath. I don't care what language he speaks.
So you are saying that heaven, the ultimate place to live, looks exactly like Earth, but with better lighting?
Yes.
Fuck, we're rumbled!
I got him.
So, what brings you here?
Clouds? This isn't the heaven I was in before.
Let me guess, you complained about the heaven you were in, and you got zapped here.
Why, yes.
Right.
Who was that?
Another complainer. I sent him to the next heaven. Every time we let one stay here, they just screw up the mood of the orgies.
I was the brightest of all the angels. Half the heavenly host was on my side. I could have reigned supreme through all of time and space. I will enact my revenge. God will pay for the wrongs he has committed against me.
Come in, son. Dinner's getting cold.
Damn. All right, Mom. Be there in a minute.
Beings of vast intelligence and wisdom, who I have named the Logitrons.
The Logitrons?
Damn, I'll have to kill you now and replace you with a mechanical penguin named Simon.
I shall create Sit Fuzo, an audio program which will appease those wretches. Excellent. Perfect. Oh, great hordes of evilness! Follow me as I create that which is named Sit Fuzo. At its brain, the seas will boil, the continents shall crack, and the stars shall turn to blood, and...
Son, come inside. It's getting dark out.
Yes, Mother! Damn, next week then.
The internet is everywhere. Did you hear about what happened when the internet finally got to Middle Earth? You know, where those hobbit son bitches live?
But has the internet, mobile phones, and the rest of modern technology really made life in Middle Earth the joy that most beings claim? Or is there, in fact, a darker side to this digital revolution? We talk to a stinking bastard troll to find out.
Well, one day, this hobbit comes along and says he doesn't want to pay me any gold coins, but wonders if I might take a video game system instead.
And you accept it?
Well, no, I ate him. Later on that night, under the bridge, well, there's not a lot to do. So I vomited out the console and gave it a go. Since then, I've been playing the games pretty much non-stop.
Well, I don't care if it was an accident. I want them all killed.
Excuse me.
Look, Val, if you don't shoot them for me, I'm going to hang up this phone, drive over there, and personally rip out your heart and make you eat it before you die. Clear? Thanks, Val. You're such a dear.
Here with me now is eminent psychologist Dr. Throatbottom. Dr. Throatbottom, do you believe that video games and other simulations of violence are responsible for the worrying social trends in our society?
Yes! Thank you for summing up my entire position. In my new book, How Pac-Man Made Us All Godless Fucking Killing Machines, I denounce all forms of modern entertainment. This does not only include games, of course, but films, television, and of course, modern art. Who among us can look at a work of Salvador Dali and not want to melt clocks and engage in other forms of social deviancy?
Who indeed?
I mean, sure, I'd like to lop off the heads of my enemies and have sex with a bleeding, twitching corpse afterwards, but that's because I've been exposed to Tetris!